How many people do you think showed up for Thanksgiving out here?
I'm going to say at least 40 to 50.
What kind of response did you have, and what did people say once they got out here who've never been here before?
They all really loved it because we had a spread of food. We had everything from deer meat, turkey, roast, green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese, stuffing, gravy, you name it, we had it. And they come out, and we had a band for them. They got to hear the band.
Now, I'm looking at pictures that you guys took on Thanksgiving, and
the
meals look like it was for a king or something.
Yeah, we try to do something really nice for the homeless out of Murfreesboro. We bring them out here and feed them and let them see what it's like in the country. I mean, it's, at nighttime, it turns black out here. It gets dark. A lot of people, I mean, it's a different atmosphere completely.
So you can actually see the stars.
Oh, they're beautiful out here.
So now, Hippie Tom, you mentioned your daughter was out here as well. Does she live out here too?
No, she's living in town somewhere.
You do have homeless people who come up here, though, to find a place to stay and to rest their head on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
So do you have some churches who work with you and help you out as far as making sure everybody's fed properly?
Oh, yeah, we have a Baptist church, an Orthodox church. We got Pentecostal people who love us. There's all kinds of people who really, you know, and they see the real thing. This here is us.
Now, right now, we're standing inside of an octagon-shaped building that you guys are in the midst of constructing, and this is going to be the new kitchen. When people hear about Hippie Hill, they probably think of a homeless tent camp.
Right,
and it's not that way at all.
So when they come out here, when people do come out here, are they totally surprised?
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are. Even the people from the building codes people, so we had a crew come out here and they were amazed at how well we had things, the way we get our water, the way we operate out here. They were amazed.
Well, you know, to see them people come up here and actually to see somebody that's been out there with nothing, and then you say, hey man, I got an opportunity for you. You can clean up, go into town, get a job, work, and we're going to take care of you the whole time. And to see that person smile and say, well, maybe I am worth something in life, means everything to money to me, man. I just soon see the people smile a little bit, you know.
Do a lot of the people who come out here, are they depressed? I mean, after being on the streets for so long?
Well, I mean, live out there on the streets and have to sleep in the cold every night, and then you can see why everybody's depressed,
We got a bunkhouse over here. We can put them in a bunkhouse.
A lot of them kids has no direction in life anyway. They don't even know, you know, how to even check the oil in a car or anything, or how to build, how to do a T-shirt, how to draw, how to even get on a stage, how to hook up a wire, how to do anything. A lot of them don't even know how to build a fire, you know, and it's something simple. And then maintaining everything and learning how to do these things, they don't have no clue. So, you know, we're out here, we're going to show them a little bit about, hey, this is how it's done. We ain't got much, but we can do it together. And now you got a little bit of common sense. Now you're going out here in the world, go get a job. You got a little smartness to you. Go become a laborer somewhere, and you got it going on.
Now, one thing I notice as you walk through here, there's artwork everywhere. I mean, people have an RV I saw out here totally painted up. I mean, everything. There's artwork everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of people love the artwork, and a lot of the people that come up to visit actually love to see the artwork. It's really kind of unique.
And does your wife do some of the painting?
No, she did there for a while when she was younger, but not anymore as much. We don't do a whole lot of painting or nothing.